Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Zach Duarte back here on 560 WQAM. I got to get that right. Is it 560 WQAM, not WQAM 560?
560 WQAM.
Gotcha. Got to get used to these things. By the way, for the guy texting in, I'm not the guy who can't change his tire and watches The Bachelor.
You got to like half right. You got to like between like me and Zach.
Yeah.
I'm the guy just saying I don't sit at home and just like, oh, it's whatever. It's Monday at like 8 something. Oh, I got to watch The Bachelor. I got to be over at a place where it's on and then I'll watch it. I don't go out there just openly. I'm like, I got to watch The Bachelor. Wow.
Well, where the heck are you that The Bachelor is on?
No, you're at people's houses. If you're at like a girl's house, then sometimes on, you just have to deal with it.
All right. Do you work here every night, Biff?
No, I come in like, there's a couple of us who are night producers.
Okay.
Who
all
come
right,
in.
Cool. I wasn't sure. If you guys want to get in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 560-22. So you work at a cycle studio? Spin cycle? Soul cycle? Fire cycle? Something cycle?
Flywheel Sports.
Flywheel.
Cycling bar / precision training.
Where is this? I know it's in Boca.
So if you know the Boca area, it's like right by the town center mall, kind of where like the Hooters is. It's right across the street from it.
Where the heck is the Hooters?
So like when you're going,
it's in that plaza. Like there's like Plato's Closet is in there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I know where it
is. Oh, you know the Plato's Closet in there, but you don't know the Hooters in there.
Well, I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, wait, where's our Hooters? You know, Hooters is like a dying breed, man.
It's a great establishment,
yes,
even
it
though
is.
It's such always slow, so slow. Your service is so slow.
Yeah, but
slow
it's all about those fries, bro. It's all about those fries.
Or boneless wings. You know?
So you're like a gym guy too, man. Yeah?
A little bit. I mean, I like the gym in general
Is it just a job for you or like?
It's a job.
It's okay, I mean, if it's just a job. I've had plenty of just a jobs, man.
It's a job. I want to try to, though, get into potentially maybe like the personal training world. Have to get myself in just a little bit better of a shape.
Have to be in great shape, bro. You have to be knowledgeable. That's a common misconception, bro. Like that you have to be 3% body fat. And that's of course for people stigma is from people who don't know what the hell they're talking about when it comes to gym stuff. They have a certain idea in their head of how things are supposed to be. You could be the most out of shape person. As long as you know what the hell you're doing and you know how to present yourself when you're doing it. You know, when I'm with a client, I'm like, yo, you can barely squat because you sit down for 10 hours a day and you probably sit on your right leg. You know how you cross your legs or whatever. If I can pinpoint that stuff out to a client by seeing how they walk, you know, they're going to be amazed. They're going to be amazed. But the fact of the matter is that everybody out there gets their workouts from Instagram and YouTube and those workouts are from people who don't know what they're doing either. So now you're just compiling it. I could go on forever about this. I could go on forever.
Well, the most important part of like working out is form, you know, try not to lift with your back and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's always what I've been at least told.
It's all about form. But, you know, there's people out there that like, because, you know, I'm a little bit of a bigger build and everybody's like, well, you don't look like a person. Like, what does that mean? What do you mean I don't look like a personal trainer? Do I have to have 5% body fat to be a personal trainer? What if I can help you get to your goals? What shouldn't that be the only thing that matters?
That is very true. I mean, yeah. In the end, you're not working for them.
Think
to
of
work
all the guys,
yourself.
Like think of all the guys that work like, you know, in the NFL or in high schools and like the strength and conditioning coaches. You said you know a guy that's a strength and conditioning coach. Some of them are in good shape. A lot of them aren't. A lot of them aren't. It's just because they have that knowledge. It's all about what's in the head. But, you know, we're in a society that lives on Instagram, and who the hell am I to be making fun of millennials because I can't change a tire, but, you know.
But they think you're you're our millennials.
We're all millennials, man.
Technically, I'm the generation behind you guys. I'm the one that's going to probably really destroy the world, but.
I mean, we're getting there, bro. We're all doing a great job of it all together. See, everybody thinks like it's one generation. No, it's like all of us together have made this mess, man.
I'm the generation of the guys who are like, oh, Steph Curry's good. We're all Steph Curry fans. We're all like this. We don't have like teams we're really affiliated.
That's my brother. That's my little brother. He's 17 years old. He loves Steph Curry. He's pretty good at basketball, and he would always emulate his game after Steph Curry. And I'm like, he's taking these ridiculous shots as like a 12-year-old. And I'm like, dude, you're taking a shot that you're going to make maybe one out of 20 times.
But the thing is, does he know when he's making it in? He's making it in and already getting the dancing going on. That's like the thing that like Steph Curry has. Oh, my, and you're like, yeah. Ooh.
My brother's funny. He will like talk smack. He'll pack me once because I can't jump because I've had two knee surgeries. He's like, oh, yeah, like, how you like them apples? I'm like, bro, come on. You know, come on, man. If you guys want to get in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. So Armando Salguero put this out on Twitter just a few minutes ago. Apparently, there's a conversation going on about, you know, Tua Tagovailoa and if he's going to be any good because of the report that came out a few weeks ago, how the Dolphins will be essentially playing for a quarterback in 2020. And so somebody, I guess, tweeted at Armando that he says, mark my words, Tua will be a draft bust. So Armando Salguero tweets back, the point is the Dolphins are tanking. And then he writes, tanking in all capital letters. Everybody I speak to behind the scenes tells me so. And then Barry Jackson quotes that retweet and says, this was reinforced to me too this week. Nothing can get in the way of losing next season, as Armando coined, tank for Tua. So it looks like next season, as a Dolphins fan, it's going to be pretty brutal. I would say this. Bring it on, bro. There is not much worse than what the Miami Dolphins have been in the last 15 to 20 years. How about this? We'll put it this way. Biff, you're a Dolphins fan, right? You just shake your head. You know?
Common misconception. I am really not.
No? Well, what, are you a fan of any? Or you're just the...
No. I'm not what we're saying. I'm actually a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So I'm like,
is there a reasoning behind that, or just?
I have family from around the Pittsburgh area.
I don't get mad at anybody for rooting for anybody. I could care less, and I think the Dolphins the Dolphins have done that to me.
Well, I mean,
when your team sucks so much for so long, how can I care who you root for?
Exactly. I mean, you know? Since I've been alive, I got to when I was maybe like 1 to 2 years old, got to maybe see Dan Marino. I don't remember any of that because I was 1 to 2 years old. And right. I probably didn't even know what the hell was on TV. But after that, you get like Gus Frerotte, Dante Culpepper after the knee, Trent Green for like that half game that he was in before
Jay Fiedler.
Oh, Jay Fiedler. True.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've always thought about it this way. I've always thought about, okay, let's say I was to want to root for another team. Like, purposely, because the Dolphins have been so awful for the better part of 2 decades. Put it to you this way, they haven't won a game since you were like 3 years old, a playoff game since you were 3 years old, basically, 2001, which, by the way, none of us saw on TV.
I was like 5 years old.
Okay, same thing. What's the difference between 3 and 5, right? A few more words, a few more steps.
I mean, I was starting kindergarten. I was in kindergarten first grade by then, but it's all right.
So you were a little behind then. Okay, got it. Just messing with you. I've always thought about it this way. If I was to root for another team and pick that team, it would probably be the Pittsburgh Steelers because they're fun to watch. They're aesthetically pleasing to watch.
You got the rich tradition there, too, with the 6 rings that Tom Brady's trying to ruin for me. That was the one thing I had over him. It's emotional.
You're gushing red.
It's emotional.
So, yeah, I would, if I was to pick a team to root for, it'd be Pittsburgh. I don't know how that's going to look next year if you don't have Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. But
hey, there's still faith in Antonio Brown. Marquise Pouncey said earlier, even though he's been dead wrong about everything, he's coming back. He said also Le'Veon Bell would be back any minute. But right. I trust him on Antonio Brown.
Well, we know the Le'Veon Pouncey Bell. Brothers, not the brightest bulbs in the jar, so. We've had lots of experience down here with one of them. But, I'm all for this tanking plan. I'm also all for taking Kyler Murray and signing Le'Veon Bell, which is probably gets you, like, 9 wins or 10 wins next year because the Dolphins have so many areas that they need to address. So I'm all for it. If it means tanking for a year. Now, here's the other thing that I would say about that, too. Like, you have to make a choice, a conscious choice, that you need to acquire as much draft capital as you can for the year 2020. If that's your plan, if your plan is to tank purposely, and obviously it's not like the players are going to go out there and lose games on purpose. No player in their right mind is doing that. But we're talking about the organization from the top down. Their priority for next year is not winning. Their priority is winning in 2020. Their priority is securing one of the top flight quarterbacks in the 2020 draft. So that means that this year, the draft will be used to probably draft defensive linemen, offensive linemen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which I'm all cool for because the Dolphins are terrible at both. They're terrible at both. They have, I mean, I can't look. There's nobody on the defensive line I look forward to watching right now. Even Cam Wake, no disrespect. I mean, past your prime, okay? I think we had, what, 5 or 6 sacks last year? No disrespect. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, like, I would want Cameron Wake to go and play for a contender. Go get 5 sacks on a contender and play for a Super Bowl. Just not the Patriots. Don't do that. Then I'll be mad. Be mad like Jason Taylor mad. But yeah, I'm down for that. And I think as Dolphins fans, you guys should be down for that too. Because the alternative is another 7-9 season next year. Trying to just plug some holes here. The Dolphins need a catastrophic rebuild. They need a catastrophic rebuild. You can't just plug a hole here, plug a hole there. That's what they've been doing for 5 years. Plug this hole. Oh, we'll just throw in Josh Sitton here and Daniel Kilgore here and Albert Wilson here. Those aren't franchise-changing players. They don't have one.
I mean, to be fair to Kilgore and Sitton, they really didn't even have a chance to prove themselves to even be helpful.
But part of that is your durability. Part of that is your durability. And part of that is signing guys who are 30 years old or older. That was their plan last year. That was their big move last year. Hey, we're going to go and supplement our team via free agency because we're so well built already. When they're not. They've never been built to win. Ever. They thought they were, but they weren't. But when your big free agent additions are Danny Amendola and Josh Sitton, you're basically saying we are this far away. And I'm holding a millimeter of space between two of my fingers. That's what you're saying. When your big moves are, hey, we're going to bring in a 30-something-year-old wide receiver and a 30-something-year-old guard, and those are your biggest moves. That's what you're saying. And they're not. They've never been that close. They've been several key players away from being able to legitimately contend. And that's the other thing about last season is, you know, I do the Dolphins postgame shows on 790. I was on the air after the Dolphins beat the Jets 13-6. And everybody and their mom is like happy with that win. Do you remember the 13-6 win, Biff, against the Jets, where they scored a defensive touchdown, a Jerome Baker interception? I'm like, this is the 2018 NFL. We're watching Monday Night Football. You have 120 points scored between the Saints and Rams, or whatever, the Saints and Chiefs, or whatever two teams it was. The Rams and Chiefs, I think it was. And the Dolphins get 6 points of offense, and we're applauding that win. Where we have a head coach who's a quote-unquote offensive genius with a quarterback in his 7th year in the league, and we can't get 200 yards of offense? This is what you guys think is good football? Oh, but you should be happy. We won the game. Like, no, you have to think macro, not micro. The macro of the Miami Dolphins was they sucked. They sucked.
Honestly, the Dolphins, for what their record was, it should have been much worse.
But you know in football, you're a field goal or two, and I'll put it this way, and I know we got to get to break because Manny's going to join us. In football, you're a player or two away from one or two wins, more or less, right? So let's say the Dolphins, what did the Dolphins finish, 7-9?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, let's, and there's so much that I got to get to here real quick. Two games in specific, okay? And Matt, it's not like I'm saying, well, if the Dolphins just completed a 3rd-and-2 and then scored a winning touchdown and then held it. No, I'm not saying that, okay? If the Dolphins didn't score on the flukiest play that we've seen in the NFL in 10 years, being the lateral play, and if Charles Clay catches the most wide-open pass you've ever seen anybody have the opportunity to catch in the NFL. If those two things happen, and both of them are high percentage plays, this is like me saying if Steph Curry makes this layup. I'm not saying if Steph Curry drains this full court shot. If Steph Curry makes this layup, if Charles Clay catches a wide open pass, and the Dolphins don't get the luckiest break on the 70-yard lateral play, they're 5-11. They're 5-11, which is exactly what they were.
We're going for Dwayne Haskins then.
Oh, God. We'll talk to Manny Navarro next year on 560 WQAM.
Radio.com.
Do me, I'm a new like a monster. I put my jewelry on his feet. 100 die, used to do that every week. Never sleep, it's funny, I would never speak. You see a foreign in my city, that was me. 4 a.m., I'm on the north side of Philly.
Back here on 560 WQAM, Zach Duarte taking you up until 10 o'clock tonight. I'm going to talk to Manny Navarro in just a second. Now on WQAM, it's your chance to win $1,000 every hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's the 560 WQAM $1,000 slap shot. It's your chance to win $1,000 12 times a day. All you have to do is listen for the keyword at the top of the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. and text it to 72881, and you could win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM $1,000 slap shot contest brought to you by Anajar and Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply, and don't text and drive. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Joining us now, Manny Navarro. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan. Manny Navarro covers the Hurricanes for The Athletic. Manny, first of all, I know you're not feeling that good, man. I really appreciate you taking the time. I hope nobody forced you to do this because I feel bad, man. I feel bad.
No, man. You know, it's one of those things. Michael Jordan played with the Blue Bulls, right? I can go on the radio.
I love it. I love it. Manny, give us a little bit of an update as to where the Miami Hurricanes stand. I'll put it to you this way. The last few days have been much quieter in terms of news trickling down about the Miami Hurricanes, whereas a few weeks ago, I was waiting for my hit every single night of a new signee or transfer from Miami.
Yeah, it has slowed down a little bit. And you know, this past weekend was a big weekend for them. They hosted five guys, including a quarterback out of Houston who they were able to sign. So they finally got a quarterback in the recruiting class, which I thought was important, considering, you know, Jaren Williams had talked about transferring, and we know the history with Nkosi Perry. So that was a good get for Miami. But basically, they're down to waiting just for a handful of guys to see if they could add them to the class. And I think Manny Diaz is also still, you know, sort of searching the transfer portal to find offensive linemen and potentially to address a couple of other needs on defense. So, you know, I think right now it's going to be quiet up until signing day because a lot of these kids want to, you know, have the drama of announcing on signing day. But I think Miami feels pretty good about the defensive tackle, Jared Harrison Hunt, who they just hosted this past weekend, and then Martin Emerson, who's a cornerback who's committed to Mississippi State, he also visited. So I think they feel pretty good about those two guys, and we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens on February 6th.
I believe it was on a podcast the other day with Bruce Feldman that Manny Diaz was talking about how Miami has used the transfer portal in this specific recruiting period. Do you think that this is something that is going to be kind of a pattern for Miami, or do you think because there are so many positions of need and the fact that Miami is so young, they only have like six or seven seniors returning to this team, that they have reached, that they have used the transfer portal in the way that they have?
Yeah, you need, you know, when you're a team that's basically got seven seniors coming back and a bunch of guys that are inexperienced, you need to bring in some veterans, and you know that's pretty much what he's done. I think in the long term, Manny doesn't want to abuse it. I think he'd prefer to get 4-year guys, but I think in a lot of ways this is changing college football, this transfer portal, because you think about it, Zach. How many of these coaches recruit players, right? And I'm not talking about head coaches. I'm talking about assistant coaches. They spend all year or several years recruiting players, and then what ends up happening is the kid signs, he comes to your university, and a year later the assistant coach is somewhere else. He got a better job somewhere else, or he's been promoted somewhere else, or you know, or the kid decides to transfer. So with the transfer portal, you get instant gratification. I mean, these are guys that are going to be coming in that want to be here, that don't need to be really wined and dined because they look at Miami's roster situation and say, yeah, you know what? I know I can go in and play right away. I know I can basically make my resume for the NFL here. So I think you're going to see coaches use this more and more, and I think you're going to see kids use it more and more because, in the end, nobody wants to sit around on the bench for more than a year. You know, when guys are redshirted, they want to start playing the second year that they can. And I think what you're going to start to see now, and we'll see how the NCAA legislates this all and how rules change here over the next couple of years. But I think we're headed towards an age where, because you need that instant gratification, because you need to replace holes right away, this is the best way to do it. And I think teams are going to do it more and more.
But don't you think that the NCAA, I don't know if they knew what was happening. Like 2 years ago, they instituted the early signing day. This year, it's the transfer portal. They've kind of created their own, for lack of a better term, NBA free agency, where there's all that, you know, hoopla and hype around free agency for a few weeks because you have that waiting period. It's kind of the same thing where the NCAA stays in the news. You know, if you ask me, the bowl season has become irrelevant except for the college football playoffs, and this kind of keeps the NCAA with the early signing period in December. Now the transfer portal in January, signing day is just in a few weeks. It keeps them in the news for a few more weeks than it used to, in my opinion.
No question. And it's really good for the media. I mean, we get to sit here and keep everybody's eyeballs on us for weeks and months. Before, you know, when I covered this team back in 2000, I first started covering it with Susan Miller-Degan at the Herald. I mean, helping cover that team, that was a great team. And yet, after the season was over, you had a couple months where you had nothing. You know, there was nothing sort of going on. Now, you know, people are already looking forward to this signing day. Who else could end up transferring? You know, spring football is a big deal now. It's a big production. Before, nobody really paid attention to it. Now everybody wants to read what's going on, you know, with new coaches and new strength coaches. I mean, what the NCAA has certainly done is create a season that lasts 12 months in terms of college football. Before, you know, it had its basically six-month run that included signing day, and now it's year-long for sure.
Manny Navarro joining us here on 560 WQAM. You can follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. Manny's, you had an article a few days ago on The Athletic about Kane's new commitment, Peyton Matoka. I'm hoping I say that right. In terms of the article and what Peyton brings down here to Coral Gables, is this a guy that you can see legitimately vying for the starting quarterback job, or is he a guy maybe like a Cade Weldon that possibly is like a career backup? What do you see out of Peyton Matoka?
Well, I think he's certainly at least a year away from really competing for the starting job. He's a guy who has a lot of raw skills and ability. I mean, he's 6'4", 205 pounds, but he's a guy that he thinks he can get up to 220. And, you know, he played in a league in Texas. It was basically like a Catholic school, league where you didn't face all the best teams in Texas. He did face some good competition, but not the best of the best. So it's a little different, and I think this is a guy who probably will take a year to really learn the system under Enos. But the one thing I'll say is he was handpicked by Dan Enos. I mean, Enos went around recruiting quarterbacks for the last couple of weeks after he got hired, and this is the guy that they targeted. This is the guy that they really wanted from everything that I heard. So I think he's got a chance to be certainly a guy who could be a backup quarterback by 2020, especially if Jaren Williams and Nikosi Perry skip town because Tate Martell takes over. I think he's a guy, you're right, he could be a Cade Weldon, and maybe by the time he's a junior or senior, he could be your starting quarterback.
National Signing Day just a couple of days away. One of the biggest remaining recruits out there is Wellington's Mark Anthony Richards. I know that you posted today that he was, like, I think Dan Mullen showed up in a helicopter or something like that. What do you see happening here with Mark Anthony Richards, obviously the brother of Amon Richards? I think a few weeks ago Miami was not looking so good, but things have changed dramatically in the last month. Do you expect him to come to Miami, or do you think somebody else is the front runner?
No, I don't think he's going to end up coming to Miami because he wants to play running back, and Miami's pretty much got everybody they want there. They got Asa Martin, who's the transfer from Auburn. And I think, as much as he might like the idea of hanging around his brother, who will still be going to school at Miami while he's there as a freshman, I think in the long run, teams like Florida and Auburn and Penn State have done a good job recruiting him for a long time. There was a while there where I think Miami was trying to basically bring him in as a safety, and then they kind of relented and said, okay, we'll take you as a running back. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I would be surprised if Richards ended up a Hurricane.
What about Tate Martell, obviously trying to get that waiver to play next year, to be eligible to start next year? Do you give us some insight into that. Do you think there's a legitimate chance that he could get that waiver to play next year?
Listen, there's been other quarterbacks that have somehow figured out a way to get that waiver. I think Shea Patterson is a kid that comes to mind, one that a lot of people have written about, who didn't necessarily have a strong case to be able to get that waiver and be eligible to play right away, but he did. So I wouldn't rule anything out in the case of Tate Martell. Obviously, I think his situation's a little different. He's basically leaving Ohio State because there's been a coaching change, and he feels You know, that they're bringing in Justin Fields, and he's probably not going to get a chance to get on the field. So I think, you know, the NCAA, it's going to be interesting to see how they rule on this, because I think they kind of open Pandora's box a little bit with other recruits. If they say, yeah, it's okay if you have a coaching change as a redshirt sophomore to skip town. I think in the long run here, Zach, I think the NCAA is going to have to look at all of this, everything that's sort of gone on this first year with the transfer portal, and figure out how it wants to legislate things so it doesn't become the wild, wild west. I think for now it's going to be the wild, wild west. But I think for guys like Tate Martell and you know, guys that obviously, you know, weren't able to graduate and they still want to get on the field right away, I think the NCAA is going to have to look at that and figure out a way to appease everybody.
You can follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro, covers the Canes for The Athletic. Before I let you go, Manny, yes or no, you know how to change a tire?
I heard this discussion earlier. Yes, I do know
how
to change a tire. Yes, my father taught me when I was in high school. When I got my first car, a Toyota Celica, I think it was like a 1992 Toyota Celica, he told me, he said, if you're going to have a car, you got to learn how to change a tire. So I did. And it's funny because I have a lot of friends that are my age, and I'm 40, who can't change a tire. Guys who have called me while they've been out on the road and said, hey, do you know how to change a tire? And I'm like, dude, call AAA. Like, that's everybody's supposed to have AAA for that reason, so they don't have to change a tire.
So I'm not in bad shape if I don't know how to change a tire, because I do have AAA, so I'm okay.
No, I think you're fine. I think a lot of guys out there, if they were really honest, would probably tell you they can't change a tire either. At least maybe, you know, the newer generation. How old are you, Zach?
I am 32.
All right, so you're to me, you're the new generation. You're 8 years younger than me. So okay. I think the majority of the guys after my group are kind of the ones that weren't necessarily taught how to change a tire.
Yeah, I have no shame, man. Nobody ever taught me how to change a tire. What do you want from me, man? You know.
And I won't change a tire nowadays. If I really have to, I will. But AAA, whenever I've had any tire issues, I call AAA.
Wait, so you know how to change a tire and you still call AAA, Manny?
That's part of why you pay AAA, man.
That has to be worse than me not knowing how to change a tire, right? That has to be worse, right?
Nah. If I'm in a rush, I will change the tire, but 9 times out of 10, I will call AAA.
You can follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro. Manny, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. I know you're not feeling well, so I hope you get some rest, man.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
All right, that's Manny Navarro. Does some great work covering the Canes for The Athletic. He's been a South Florida product for a long, long time. Make sure you check out his work at The Athletic. He's got his latest article about the Canes' new quarterback commitment, Peyton Matoka. I'm hoping I'm saying that guy's name right. It's even though it's pronounced or it's spelled Matocha. It could be Peyton Matocha. I have no idea. I feel like we should get back into the Dolphins. We'll do that next year on 560 WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. They know better. They know better. No flex zone. No flex zone.
7:38 here on 560 WQAM. Miami Hurricanes basketball on WQAM is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I'm Zach Duarte alongside the Biff. What the hell do I do with this? In my hand, I hold a very, what's the proper word for
ripe?
This? Is it ripe? It's not ripe, though. It's like
a mushy kind of
decaying banana.
Rotting banana?
That somebody left here?
Oh, Hawk left that there.
Do I throw this in the garbage?
I would throw it
Can
away.
I, like, hook shot it into the garbage?
I feel like you'll miss. I don't know. I don't trust it. The banana's, like, angles. All right. Don't think it'll work.
I'm going to hook shot this. Ready? This is for the audience right here.
He takes it. He made it.
Bank!
Wow. Bank shot. But you didn't call bank, though, so it doesn't count.
But I had a feeling it was going to bank.
I don't know.
The trash can is very slim, so.
I didn't feel like. I thought you were going to hit, like, one of the, like, side, like, the points of the banana was just going to fly off.
I thought the banana would smush on the wall. It was that.
Oh, man.
That dilapidated. But, yeah, if you guys want to get it on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. So can we just cancel the basketball season? Because have you watched the Warriors with Boogie Cousins? It is ungodly. Ungodly unfair.
I think whoever comes out of the East should just, you know, get like a participation trophy.
Right,
just
yeah.
Be like, yeah, you guys are second place.
Give them like a ring pop because you're not winning the ring, you know? Give them some, like a consolation prize. Last night in 25 minutes of play, Boogie went for 22 points as the Warriors won 132-100. Golden State stands in first place, of course, in the Western Conference at 36-44. They've won, I'm on their actual schedule here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 straight games, 13 of the past 14. Boogie Cousins has been back for the last five. Here's a stat. You ready for this? In 42 minutes, he has a plus 35.7 per 100 possessions. It's pretty good. The starting lineup, I should say. The starting lineup. With him on the floor, per 100 possessions, they're 7.8 points better with Boogie on the floor. I mean, just unfair, right? Like, when they signed Boogie Cousins and that notification came across my phone, I thought two things. A, insanely smart move by Boogie Cousins, right? Because you're all but guaranteed a championship ring at that point. And I don't want, oh, it's not easy to win a championship. Shut up, all right? Shut up. Do you see what they do? When was the last time they lost a game in the finals?
They lost one last year. They lost one.
When was the last time they lost two? In the finals.
I think that was when Draymond got knocked out for kicking people in the groin.
I think last year in the playoffs they went like 16-1. Do you remember that? They like swept.
Oh, no, they completely dominated.
Yeah. How is that fun? How is that fun?
You just get to see how many points they get to put up, and you're just like,
so boring.
So cool.
Now, the whole J.R. Smith thing was hilarious. That was great. I felt so bad for LeBron.
I think that's still my Facebook profile picture, is LeBron and him just doing this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I do feel bad for LeBron for that. That was, like, how do you not have a heart and feel bad for LeBron in that situation?
I do, but he also did, like, want JR on his team. And, I mean, you look at JR's history, it's kind of, that's a JR-esque play.
Yeah, it is.
It's either that or he's going to get a technical for trying to untie somebody's shoes.
Oh, man. So two things came across my mind when the Boogie Cousins news scrolled across my phone. A, incredibly smart move by Boogie Cousins. You all but guarantee yourself a championship, okay? You get $5 million, which never hurts anybody. And in the next cycle of free agency, he will be viable to get a max salary again. So he's going to get a championship. Then he's going to get a max salary after that on another team. I mean, that is an incredibly smart business move, right? Coming off of an injury, it's not like he has to be the star of the Pelicans. He can be the fifth best player on that team. He can be the fifth best player on that team, and he'll still win a championship. And he will still get a max salary, a max contract in the 2019 free agency. Genius move by Boogie Cousins. The second thing I thought is, bro, cancel the season. It's over. Just wrap it up now. Because let's not fool ourselves. There may be some drama in the Western Conference playoffs, but whoever they face in the East, I mean, it's over. It's over. Don't give me the Boston Celtics. Don't give me Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors. Bro, get out of here, man.
Did you see with Milwaukee earlier with how they're going to try to get Anthony Davis? They'll offer anybody except Giannis?
Sure. I mean, obviously you'd want to do that.
But who do they have that would really even entice them at all to want that?
Thon Maker?
Yeah, Thon Maker, Chris Middleton.
It's a bunch of guys. And look, it's not that the Heat don't have a nice package to offer either. That sounds terrible.
That's what she said.
Yeah. They have a nice assembly of players to offer. But the thing is, if they make that move, Anthony Davis is virtually being traded to almost the exact same situation he's in now. Which is, if you trade away your three young players, Justice Winslow, Josh Richardson, and Bam Adebayo, or even a combination of two of them, which you're going to have to, what do you have left? Kelly Olynyk? Hassan Whiteside?
Deion Waiters. He has a guy who can chuck up a bunch of shots for him, and he'll take the rebounds.
That's me hitting my head on the microphone. That actually really hurt. There's no mic filter on this thing.
And yeah, you don't know what's been on.
There's like some food crumbs in here, too. I just banged my head on that. I hurt. Shouldn't have done that. But yeah, I mean, you're really going to tell me Deion Waiters is the savior of the Miami Heat? Are you that guy?
No, not at all.
Don't be so millennial.
No. I don't think Deion Waiters. I know Deion Waiters had one good year, and then we signed him to a lot of money. Just like kind of what we do with James Johnson and we do with a lot of guys, and hasn't really been worth it. Understandably, that he's been hurt for a while, but like, come on.
So I did want to ask you this. Not sports related, by the way. So you work at a cycle studio, right? Do you, like, mingle? I would imagine it's a lot of middle-aged women in a Boca spin studio.
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of, like mothers who don't have to either work as much or have, like, kind of, like, a part-time job, or they're, like, their husband, they're, like, retired really early. They're wealthy because it costs a lot of money to go to my job.
I mean, I work in Parkland, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But do you mingle with them? Do you?
Oh, I talk to them and stuff like that. You know, maybe one day finding myself a sugar mama. I mean, there's a couple of like Teslas, Porsches, like really nice cars, like SLSs.
I'm rooting for you, man.
I gotta find one.
I'm rooting for you, hardcore man. I want that to happen for you. I want that to happen for you. I want to be a Cub. There's still time for me.
Oh, there's time for everybody.
I know. I was talking to a client of mine today. She's 22 years old. She signed, like, personal training is expensive. Okay. Like, I would say the cheapest package at my gym is like $500 a month. Yeah. She's 22 years old. She signed up for training yesterday. Today, we're having our first legitimate session. And again, I endear myself to people. So we're talking, and she starts telling me how she's been, I don't know what you call this, but like when you go out on a date with an older man for money. I don't know what you call that.
That's a sugar daddy.
Yeah, kind of a sugar daddy situation. There's like a specific word I'm looking for. There's actually a really good article in the FAU newspaper about this. About like some students who were like sugar, the Cubs. And they like went out with older men and older women for money. I remember seeing that in the FAU newspaper. I used to work for the FAU newspaper. And I still follow their work. And they actually had an article out recently on that.
Well, there are a bunch of websites where you could do it, too. I just looked up, like, sugar daddy websites, and there's at least 10.
What do we got? Name me some of these websites.
All right. So I'm going from the daily.com, the best sugar daddy websites for that are much sweeter than swiping. Let's see. All right. I got to get to it. Number one is establishedmen.com.
But, like, I want the all-encompassing, like, sugar website. Like if I...
Oh, so you want it for sugar mamas and sugar daddies?
Yeah.
All right, you have to give me a second then. I have to.
There's
got to
be some kind of like website where, again, if you know, Matt, if you can find the FAU article on it, like go to UPress Online and see if you can find the article on it. Because there's a, like it gives the website. It's like seekingcompany.com or something like that. I remember reading the article and there was like, you know, a female student and
it
a male.
It is called seeking.com.
Seeking.com. Can I go there? Like, will I get in trouble if I go to that website right now?
Well, hopefully not, because I'm looking at it, at least on my phone.
There we go.
It's, you could do four sugar babies per year, four sugar babies per sugar daddy. I'm sorry. No strings attached and the ideal relationship. That's
yes.
What the benefits are.
I want to be a sugar.
For that's being the sugar daddy, the sugar baby benefits is find a mentor, which, as they put, established sugar daddies offer valuable guidance and long-term stability. Date experienced men. Date real gentlemen who don't play
Wait,
games.
What about the other way around? This works the other way around, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the first one I read was for the sugar daddies, like their perks. And now, like, for the sugar babies, I'm sure it's the same thing for sugar mamas, too. You know, maybe they're just not... They're not a dating experience.
So, like, you go to this website, right? Seeking.com. It's like, I am a, and it makes you click man or woman, right? We're going to do this together. Okay. I'm a man who is, and I have to click either sugar daddy or sugar baby. So, I guess I'd be the sugar baby here, right? I definitely ain't no sugar daddy.
Oh, I'm definitely the sugar baby.
All right. So, I'm a man who is sugar baby, interested in men, female, or both. Female. Okay. Now it's asking for my email address. Huh, look at this. Okay. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Matt, are you ready for this? It says, tip, using a .edu email earns you a free upgrade.
They're smart. They're smart on
yes!
that
Yes! We've uncovered something here. So, I know you have a .edu address, Matt.
Oh, I know. I may have to think about this now.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I don't need my other job anymore. If I can find myself a sugar mama, I'm good.
Oh my God, I'm so happy we're getting to a break.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Back here on 560 WQAM, Zach Duarte. I just need a minute or two to sign up for this website. I really debated, like, actually submitting my email address.
Honestly, I'm still debating it right now.
I did it. But now I got to do this whole thing. I got to create a profile. Maybe we could get some. Maybe it'll turn into a sponsorship, huh?
Maybe you can find one of them to sponsor. You sure?
Maybe this will turn into a sponsorship, man. Local radio host finds love on seeking.com.
I mean, you blew up the text line kind of with this.
What do we got on the text line here?
So, I mean, you got, what does my net worth have to be to hook up with a bikini model on Miami Beach? That's actually a pretty interesting question.
I mean, I don't know the answers to these things, but that's what the website's for. So, did you find the article I was telling you about, Matt?
Yeah, I did. I found it.
Okay, so there's an article. What's the website? You Press Online. Let's give FAU some love here. It's, youpressonline.com. That's the FAU newspaper website. And there is an article somewhere in there. Was it on the front page? Where'd you find that?
What I did is I typed in Sugar Daddy U Press.
Okay, that's Google, fine. That's yeah, Google.
I think
Google
it was from the 19th, so it's probably buried in that site a little
That's
bit.
Fine. So go, there you go. January 18th, 2019. This article came out, 2 weeks ago. And it's titled, Making Ends Meet, Being a Sugar Baby at FAU. And so it kind of gives you some insight into the sugar babies at FAU, which I think this is just fascinating. I think it is fascinating because I graduated from school there, and I'm like, what if people were doing this when I was there? Which I was there, I graduated in 2011. I'm sure it was going on. I don't know, man. I'm like really innocent at heart, you know? I just couldn't imagine somebody doing this. But, I mean, you read the article and they're like, yeah, if they don't pay me $1,000, like, I'm not going out with them. I'm like, what? Hey, look at this. This is a girl. And these names are totally fake, okay? The article has changed them completely. It says, Diana has been with Michael and Sean for 2 years, and she gets an allowance of $2,000 a month to meet with them once a week on average. Working two other jobs along with sugaring, Diana makes a total of around $50,000 a year. Why is she working the other two jobs?
She really wants to make money, or she really at one point had a lot of student loans. She's trying to pay them off.
Well, $2,000 a month, right? Now, guys, this is not sex. She's just hanging out with these guys.
It's being a nice arm around their shoulder.
There could be sex involved. I have no idea.
We don't judge.
I have no idea. But the article is about being a sugar baby. Okay, so she gets $2,000 a month for meeting with two different guys once a week. That's basically 8 appearances, right? That's not bad, bro. That's not bad. I want to do this now. We do a social experiment. Sign me up. Be like my profile. Be like 560 man. They'll think that's some kind of skating reference. He must be a skater. He was like the X Games. Isn't that 540 or something?
It would be a 540. That would be one and a half spins. Yeah.
WQAM man. I don't want to get in trouble. Entercom Dom. I don't know.
Dax Zwarte. There you go.
Dax Zwarte. I like Entercom Dom better. You're just shaking your head over there. How much trouble will I get with Len Weiner if I make a profile on seeking.com and my profile name is Entercom Dom?
I feel like he would not appreciate that.
Well, maybe there's a guy who works here. His name's Dom.
Dominic? Maybe that Dom will not appreciate it either. I don't know. I like my Dax Zwarte idea the best.
Okay. Now it's asking me to link up my Facebook profile. Or Facebook? Oh, it's asking for a photo. Okay. I don't know if I want to do this right now. Maybe not on this computer. What else is the text? What are the texters saying?
So you had some guy who said, Zach, I bet you a VIP table at LIV that the Sixers will beat the Warriors in the NBA Finals. I think you should go for that one.
What?
Yeah.
The Sixers?
Yes.
Okay, like, how do we hold this guy accountable for that?
Well, we have to text him back and really, like, we have to get his information, maybe.
Let's get his information, man. It's got to be a table for two. I got to have my guy over here, Biff,
I know, man. You got to.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, what, like, it'd be a nice June night to go to LIV.
Yeah. I appreciate the people who helped me out, you know?
Well, it depends. If it's not, like, on a Sunday, you know, it's like, You're calling. You're not giving me what I want.
Yeah, like
really.
Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday afternoon at 4. They're just opened. Their bar's not even ready. You're just like, come on, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get that guy's information then, if he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. Is there anybody else about the Seeking.com thing?
They're just giving you a lot of names for.
They
are.
Send your submissions to the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line 56022 as to what my Seeking.com username should be. We'll get to those next here on 560 WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.